What's going on over here? A group is surrounding a group of women, and they're telling the women, hand somebody over. And if you don't hand somebody over, you're all going to suffer this indignity. So what's the women? So let them take whoever they want. Well, they have to ask the women to hand somebody over. I want to know the real life situation. Those of you know German, the word is Sitzenleben. What is the Sitzenleben? Ah, you're right on the money. This is real. This happened. The mission is not talking about imaginary practices. This happened in Roman times. We have the records. The Jews were surrounded by Romans, and the Romans said, hand over a woman. Why were they saying hand over a woman? What were they trying to do? To demoralize the Jews. To make criminals out of Jews. Of course they could come and take the woman. That's easy. They could take the woman. They could do whatever they wanted. They're in power. They want to demoralize the Jews. They want to force the Jews to commit a crime. You hand over the woman. You decide who should be handed over. You decide who should be handed over. The mission says, you can't do it. You can't do it. So?
What are we going to volunteer?
Well, it's not so simple. We'll have to talk about it. It's not so simple. Perhaps. Depends on the situation. Now, this was viewed as parallel to the William Brown. Because what do we have here? We have a group of women, they're perfectly fine Jews, innocent people, surrounded by pagans, an enemy. What do you have in William Brown? In William Brown, you have a group of people in a lifeboat, perfectly innocent, fine people. And who are they surrounded by? The sea. The sea is the enemy. And what is the sea really saying to them? What is the sea saying to this group? Hand over a few people and we'll let the rest of you go. And if you don't hand over a few people, you're all going to die. Exactly how. This is what the Rough Post looked at and they said, simple. The answer is, it can't be done.
Why did you laugh at the ladder? I thought it was a
if we had a lottery here, this minute, in this room, we put everybody's name in a hat, and we decided that we will kill whoever the lot falls on, because the lot decided they should be killed. Right? We wouldn't go along with
that. Right? Well, what happens if you knew how to do, let's say, the burial of Grove?
Watch your head there on the light pole. Just went on the light pole about it, I have a lottery to take life to this light. What is it? What?
You just got American lost.
What's the story with Yonah? Who cast lots? Jews? Pagans cast lots. That's right. So Baruch Hashem. So you're going to learn. Listen carefully. You can only learn from Sukkim and Tanakh, from what Jews do. If you want to learn it all, you can learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. You can learn from the Torah. You can learn from the Nevi'im presumably as well. In certain cases. You can't learn from Haman what to do, he also cast lots, and you can't learn from pagans in Sefer Yonah what to do. You know, basically...
That's right, and
Yonah knew he was a guilty party, and Yonah asked them, Yonah told him, cast me overboard, because he was guilty, and he was guilty, he was Chayef Misa, he was a Novi, that was Kovashim, also, what did that do with us? We're talking about innocent people on the William Brown. No way is it related to our case. However, I want to make you feel good. One posek in all of Jewish history cited Sefer Yonah as relevant. So you, one person agrees with you. His name is called the Tiferes Lemoshe, so you must be a beautiful of his Mishallah. But no other posek, ever even suggested it. It's not relevant. Okay. So passage 3 was viewed as being analogous. Now I have to tell you, I would immediately ask the following question. If I was on William Brown, and we were discussing this a lot with you what to do, and somebody mentioned passage 3, so I immediately would ask the following question, as one of you asked. It's true, passage 3 is a very interesting passage. It's very principled. It says that you need another hand a woman over to be raped. And even if they'll all suffer the consequence, they'll be raped. But take the worst side of passage 3, as tragic as it is, everyone will live. Take the worst side. We can be very principled. And we have to be principled, by the way. Now, I'll tell you why, just given the situation. This is a basic halacha, a Jewish halacha, which Israel understands, by the way. The Israeli government understands Israel, by the way, the United States government also understands.